It's a very good afternoon, good evening, Sanbonani Dumelang, Abshini Molweni, bonjour, from Cape to Cairo, New Zealand, India, wherever you are streaming this podcast. Welcome to Umjolo and Sex Podcast. Here speaking is your boy Mlungisi Mpela, the most handsome 31-year-old on this side of the equator, the most handsome guy in a cheese cup in this century, in this millennium, through eternal, he is. I don't get to do the show alone, I get to do it with ever beautiful, ever shining, ever glowing. Too many adjectives to describe her. So little time to go through it. Oshumi, stop laughing. Hello.
I feel like I should get you a praise singer.
Oh, Imbong.
Yes, like every time we start the show, the praise singer and Jay intros you.
No, also parallel savings. I mean, I can do it for myself. Like, I don't need.
Wow, you can hype yourself up.
But like, if I don't, who will?
No, true.
I mean, besides hyping myself up, we can definitely get us hyped on the social media platforms. We are going to be sharing them once again at the later stage of this conversation. What are we talking about today, Oshumi?
Today we are talking about something that apparently happens to a lot of women.
Yes.
I have never been in this situation personally, so I wouldn't know. But from what I've heard, a lot of women tend to crave sex while they're pregnant. Like a lot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I think today, because Khumi always likes to say, I think today maybe I might be in the shadows a bit. I'm also going to be taking some notes as a guy. But we're going to be talking about women having sex during pregnancies. What happens? What is the whole process behind that? And it should be really interesting. Now, this conversation would be very futile if we did not have our expert. She's back by popular demand. She's back by a vengeance. She's my favorite gynecologist. Don't ask me why, because the name Guy is just in the first part of the name. So gynecologist, Guy, she's always been my favorite. Dr. Zenda, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to Jordan 6 Podcast.
Oh, good afternoon, beautiful people. I love your guys' energy, your vibe. It's totally amazing. I'm just like, let's do this.
Wow.
Thank you.
We like, no, you know that we're not supposed to blush, you understand? We smile. Shouldn't make us blush during the people.
Ababon.
Yeah, I think it's safe. I think it's safe in that way. Dr. Zenda, let's just jump into it. Look, we're talking about sex and especially in relations to pregnant people. I mean, to pregnant women. Let's start here, Dr. Zenda. Just quickly, what are some of the misconceptions that are out there in terms of pregnant women and them having sex?
I think the one big obvious one is that it is dangerous to have sex during pregnancy. And that's a big misconception. I think unless your gynae has specifically, because there is one, maybe two situations where your gynae will say, okay, please do abstain, particularly if the placenta is sitting right at the bottom, closer to the mouth of the womb. Mm. But that is such a, your gynae will tell you if that's the case. If there is absolutely nothing wrong, you're not having a high-risk pregnancy, I always say sex and intimacy should actually never stop. 9 months is a very long time.
Tell me about it. And then Dr. Zenda, at any stage of pregnancy, is penetrative sex or oral sex the safer route, or one can play between the two?
I think you can play between the two. One thing that generally is kind of off-putting is that particularly in the first trimester, women are generally, not all, but generally are going through like extreme fatigue and sleepiness. They also are having what you call morning sickness. And I think to some extent, this is a protective way that nature protects the fetus, because in the first 12 weeks of pregnancy, those are the most important weeks in terms of development. Mm. If everything is formed appropriately in those 12 weeks afterwards, it all systems go. So also what is important is that a woman generally don't want to have sex. Pregnant women generally don't want to have sex in the first trimester of their pregnancy.
Okay.
But as their energy comes back, also there is a great transfers of blood supply into their genital area, the breast, which then also makes the yum even more yummier, you know. The energy is up, there's more blood supply, there's better lubrication. And I think also from a psychological perspective, second and third trimester, when mom starts feeling the baby kick, they start settling into their pregnancy as well, and not being as anxious as they might have been in the earlier stages of the pregnancy.
Now, doctor, I know a lot of men, going back to misconceptions now, a lot of men are scared to have sex with their pregnant partners because they're scared they might hurt the baby.
Yes.
Is this true? Can they hurt the baby?
Absolutely not. It's not that big. Where baby sits in a completely different compartment to where guy goes in. And of course, like I said, just as a word of caution, unless your gynae has told you that something is putting your pregnancy at high risk, particularly, like I said, when the placenta is sitting lower down, that's usually one of the common reasons we would say stay away and abstain. But I also love when guys come into the consultation because I ask these questions so that some of me see my eye for 9 months.
Yes. Yes.
That's true.
Yes.
Now, I'm going to take it up a notch.
Yes.
Can you give advice on sexual positions during this time?
I'm taking notes, by the way.
Because now, I can imagine there's now this big belly.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's now probably just making things difficult. So which position would be ideal?
So first and foremost, it will differ depending on how big or small, you know, both individuals are. We always assume it's just a big belly. But sometimes if, you know, the guy is overweight as well, that can be a little bit of a problem. But probably the best, particularly once you start showing the bum. In the first trimester, it's probably negligible the amount of tummy that you show as a pregnant lady. But in the second trimester, particularly in the third trimester, closer to delivery, you are carrying quite heavy. And the two that come to mind, you know, the spooning one, where you literally lie like spoons him behind you as a lady. But even as a doggy style is probably the easiest. Anything that comes from the back because you avoid the front. But I don't want us to be so caught up in which position. I want people to have the liberty to be creative. Scissors also could work depending on how athletic you guys are. And intimacy is not just about penetrative intercourse.
Yes.
You won't believe. I've just seen a woman come out of a car and she is highly pregnant.
Sure. Wow. Dr. Linda, let me ask you then a compounded question. Firstly, what are the benefits of a woman having sex during pregnancy? And secondly, I read somewhere, I think in Healthline magazine, they spoke about the benefits of a woman giving oral sex to a man. The semen or cum or whatever that people refer it to, once she takes it or consumes it, apparently it's good for like nausea or morning sicknesses. How far true is that?
I wouldn't put that as a thing to do or to recommend to sort out your nausea. Not that I'm aware of.
Yeah.
But what is important is one of the biggest complaints is relationships sometimes falling or there being a drift during pregnancy because the sexual intimacy has been interrupted.
Yeah.
Now, I love the fact that, like I said, intimacy is from, you know, conversations to touching to oral sex to, you know, erotic stimulation, throughout one's body. I don't want couples to ever think pregnancy is an interruption of their intimacy and their sexual lives.
Yeah.
They just, it changes. And so the benefits, when you ask what are the benefits is that it keeps the relationship together. Also, it allows for the man to feel like they are part of what is going on. There is this myth or maybe even just a habit when women are pregnant, it just becomes the woman and the baby. And we completely forget that there are men who are wanting to be great dads, wanting to be involved, and showing up. So we have to find ways of how do we incorporate them. Imagine your baby kicking whilst you guys are doing the things. I mean, that's a family affair of note.
Yeah. Doc, finally, how can men become more participative, for lack of a better word, as far as pregnancy and especially intimacy is concerned?
I think the most important thing is, first of all, when you go and see your gynae, ask the questions that come very easy and very naturally to the woman, but there are questions that guys want to ask. We are wired differently. So ask all those questions, particularly questions that educate you and enlighten you on what is safe and what isn't safe. Because the natural instinct of most men is to want to protect, is to want to just be delicate with their person whilst they're going through this pregnancy and how they can help. So educate yourself, ask your gyn, go to those antenatal visits as well and ask, is this okay? Is that not okay? What can I play with? Can you play with toys? Can you not play with toys? And also, because every pregnancy is different, individualized, could be low risk, could be high risk, your doctor is able to give you information specific to your current pregnancy at the time. So education in the form of ask the right question from your gynae. Secondly, free. Get some information. And today, the nice thing is the internet has got some good sites. Read, just not too much. Just the general, have a general idea of what's actually happening. I still think it's a little bit naive for a man to ask, is my penis going to hurt baby? Because if you just go and check the pictures of where the uterus and where baby sits and where the penis goes during penetrative intercourse, very different compartments, unless you've been warned against it.
Doc, I mean, we could really have this conversation until the whatever trimester there is.
Yeah.
But a big, big thank you to you, Dr. Zenda, and you continue to remain our favorite gynecologist.
Absolutely.
Always a pleasure. Love you guys and appreciate your work.
Thank you. Hope to chat soon.
Okay. There goes Dr. Zenda. And, Oskum, I think... So many things that we can take from this particular conversation, but I think I'm not a spokesperson for guys, but I really think for guys it's really important that we really educate ourselves, especially when it comes to pregnancy and intimacy and how to really then navigate through this process, because it's really, it becomes such a daunting process, I can imagine, for all females. But once we are open and once we become sort of aware of what is out there, it makes things even easier for women to relate to Khumi.
But, you know, it's I'm always a bit sad whenever a couple discovers they're pregnant. And the first thing the guy says is, yo, so this means I can't have sex for 9 months.
Yeah.
You know. And because there is that misconception that you cannot have sex while you're pregnant. You know, a lot of guys, like I asked the doctor earlier, are scared that they might hurt the baby, you know. Oh, sorry. Which is virtually impossible, like she explained, you know. But she said she touched on something that I think is very, very important, which is intimacy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just because there is that obstruction, for lack of a better word, you know, not that babies are an obstruction, doesn't mean that the intimacy has to stop.
Exactly.
You know, I think because it's such a beautiful and magical time, it should actually bring couples closer.
Look, I mean, you speak about an obstruction, and I think for guys, we need to understand that it's not an obstruction. It's actually a beautiful thing. We have to be creative. That's the word she used. Let's be creative and let's make these 9 months as beautiful and as pleasant as possible to women. And who said we should stop getting busy because there's a baby on the way?
Yeah.
I think, excuse me for being graphic, but I think if that's the case, then let's look at it as a threesome. I know. But I mean, let's look at it in that sense. If anything, but something that's not so graphic and not so disturbing is our social media platforms. Where can people interact with us, Rumi?
They can find us on Twitter at DailySunSA.
Yes.
Or on Facebook, DailySun.
Yes.
Or www.dailysun.co.za.
It's /Mjolo, and you can see all our episodes right up there. Big thank you again to Dr. Zenda for providing all her amazing insights. A big thank you to you for contributing to the show by downloading and being interactive with us on our podcast. Once again, it's winter. It's getting even colder. It means that even the intimacy is getting even closer. So let us please remember to condomize everybody. Rumi will say it over and over. Let us keep it strapped, everybody.
Yes, please. I know a lot of people are going to get cuddle buddies. And it's fine. Get yourself a cuddle buddy. Guys. But stay away from the foil. Stay away from the cling wrap. Condom.
Oh, wowza. Wow. And with that 6 rand, let's leave it there. Big thank you to you and everybody. From me, Mlungisi Sepela, the most handsome 31-year-old on the side of the equator, the most handsome guy in the cheese cup in this millennium and beyond.
And me, Homie CIV, who does not have an outro.
With her bangles, by the way.
Me and my bangles say adieu.
It's love and light, everybody.
Be kind to one another.
Sharp, sharp.